This is a Citroen News Update. With less than a week until Election Day, Nanaimo Ladysmith candidates took to the stage to answer questions from engaged voters. On Tuesday, April 22nd, the Bank of Ireland University Political Science Department hosted a candidates' town hall at the Malaspina Theater for students and community members to hear from those running to be the next Member of Parliament for the riding of Nanaimo Ladysmith. In attendance was Lisa Marie Barron with the NDP, Michelle Corfield with the Liberal Party of Canada, Green Party of Canada candidate Paul Manley, and Stephen Welton with the People's Party of Canada. Tamara Cronus with the Conservative Party of Canada was the only candidate not in attendance for the event. At the beginning of the town hall, each candidate got the chance to introduce themselves to an audience of approximately 285 people before taking questions. The first question asked Barron and Corfield what action their parties would take to protect employees and retirees whose pension plans are underfunded. Corfield responded by saying seniors built this country, so they deserve real care and peace of mind when it comes to their pension plans.
And I just met with a 99-year-old lady, and she said she was going to run out of money when she was 100. And I said I would talk to the Prime Minister about making sure that she was adequately taken care of. So I'm going to think about how to protect our those Canadians that reach the age of 100.
Barron says she is seeing many seniors in the community who are now retired after working their whole lives, looking for work to make ends meet.
Everybody should be able to retire with dignity and respect. And so there's so much work that has to be done around that. I don't understand why we don't have a national strategy. We know that our population is aging, but ultimately we need to look at protecting pensions.
Another audience member asked the candidates what their plan is to address the increasingly toxic and unpredictable nature of the unregulated drug supply in Canada. Welton responded to the question, saying he and his party take a harder line on the issue of illicit substances, and if elected, he and his party would recriminalize hard drugs.
Which would empower the police to do things about a lot of social issues that we suffer because of substance abuse.
As a former executive director of the Nanaimo Unitarian Shelter, Manley says he has seen firsthand the effects of the toxic substances and addiction.
Challenges, and I know some of them use things like fentanyl patches and other ways to mitigate the addiction and the sickness that's caused by opioids. It's a very, very serious thing. So people do need a safe supply. It needs to be regulated, you know, very well, because we can't have it out in the community. Those aren't things to mess around with. So the fentanyl patches I saw as something that was a reasonable way to give people the dosage that they needed when they need it on a regular basis and not something that they can, you know, break up and smoke or something like that. So
Barron points out many lives have been lost due to the toxic substances that are in the community. According to the government of BC, between 2014 and January of 2025, 566 people have died from unregulated drugs in Nanaimo.
The people that we need to be listening to are the public health experts who are in the field, who understand what is required. And I will tell you, the very first thing that they say is to please keep people safe, keep people alive, so they can access the treatment that they need, to access the supports that they need, to access wraparound supports, whatever that looks like for them. So whether that's on-demand treatment, whether that's mental health counseling, we need to meet people where they're at.
Regarding official party status, Manley and Welton were both asked, as the Green Party and the PPC do not have official party status, what they would do, if elected, to best support and advocate for their party platform in the House of Commons. Manley, as the former Green Party MP, says even without official party status, he was still able to put forward motions and private member bills.
I don't need official party status to get things done in the House of Commons. Elizabeth May never had official party status. She's had two private members bills that have been passed, one on Lyme disease and one on protecting whales. So it's not, you know, it's about working across party lines. It's about being respectful and working with other people and treating them in a humane and human way.
Welton responded saying advocating for their newer party platform is just part of the job.
And I think it's very important. The reason I'm with the PPC is that we've seen this last decade that's being called a lost decade as Canada's economic measures and social measures are going down the toilet. So what I'm here to do is represent the PPC and build this party to where we can go in there and make real change.
The final day to vote in the federal election is on April 28th, with polls open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. For C21 News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.